AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. King Charles III is in Washington with his wife, Queen Camilla. The king is scheduled to address the U.S. Congress later in the afternoon, the first address from a British monarch since Queen Elizabeth II's in 1991. Charles has faced some calls on Capitol Hill to meet with victims of Jeffrey Epstein during his visit, but there's no indication he will. The scandal has also ensnared his brother, the former Prince Andrew, who was arrested in February over misconduct allegations he denies. U.S. Special Forces soldier Gannon Ken Van Dyke is due in federal court in New York today on charges that he used classified information about the mission to capture former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro to win more than $400,000 on the prediction market Polymarket. The United Arab Emirates has announced that it will leave the OPEC oil cartel and its wider OPEC Plus group effective May 1st. The move had been rumored as the Emirates chafed under production restrictions and had increasingly frosty relations with neighboring Saudi Arabia. In other news, a top college football transfer and quarterback is seeking treatment for a gambling addiction. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has the story.
Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby has taken an indefinite leave of absence to enter a residential treatment program for a gambling addiction. Texas Tech says it is, quote, committed to supporting Brendan through his recovery process and to ensure his long-term health and well-being, end quote. Sorsby was one of the biggest names in this year's transfer portal. He arrived from Cincinnati, which announced in February it would sue the quarterback for breaching his name, image, and likeness contract. He began his college career at Indiana. I'm Gethin Coolball.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma could be dissolved and replaced by a company focused on the public good by the end of the week. A federal judge today is expected to deliver a criminal sentence to the company to resolve a U.S. Department of Justice probe. As Ukraine's war technology develops, it's taking out higher numbers of Russian drones.
Ukraine's defense minister says the country's armed forces shot down more than 33,000 Russian drones of various types in March, a record monthly figure since Moscow launched its all-out invasion more than 4 years ago. Meanwhile, Ukraine's domestically developed long-range attack drones struck a Russian oil refinery and terminal on the Black Sea for the third time in less than 2 weeks. Russian authorities ordered the evacuation of local people as a precautionary measure. Ukraine has developed battle-tested drone technology, has proven essential. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.